You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Wesley Belden, the founder of Waffle, that pulls all your social networks into one feed so you can always stay up to date with your social news and always be a part of the conversation. With Waffle's social media management dashboard, you are able to monitor and select social media posts that enrich your brand and embed them into your website and mobile platform seamlessly. Wesley, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric. I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, sir. So can you tell our audience about your Waffle and what you do and how you got started and how you became or how you actually came up with the idea for this?
Well, at Waffle, we're allowing brands to really identify the social media posts that are most enriching to the message they're trying to convey to their customers, curate that content, and then embed that or publish that content directly into their website. So we're kind of shifting that conversation away from Facebook or Twitter or whatever social networks and embedding that directly within the confines of the brand's web presence. The way we kind of came up with the idea is by noticing, you know, online how everything is kind of scattered in the wind. I would go into the office every morning. I'd open 6 or 7 tabs that would stay open all day. And it was really a challenge to kind of keep up to date with what was happening on all these different tabs. And all these different tabs were important to my life. But the one thing they had in common across all channels was me. But there was no really easy way to kind of consolidate all that content. So we created Waffle to solve a problem that I personally was experiencing. And in creating that product, discovered that a lot of other folks were also experiencing that problem.
And what makes you different from other social media sites out there in the market?
Well, from the beginning, we really tried to create a very visually meaningful representation of all the social media content. So you interact with it in the same attractive fashion that you would with a Facebook feed or an Instagram feed, but you're bringing all those together. But our real secret sauce is the ability to really curate that social media content, identify those posts that are most enriching to your brand, and take ownership of them. That's really what makes us different from everyone else, is that you can curate and publish that social content on your website.
And who would you say is your target audience?
Well, we've identified consumer products as kind of our number one focus within that segment. We're really looking for people that have a great social media presence because we are publishing their social content in, you know, several different places. It's important that they actually have good content to publish. So we've identified consumer products and then consumer products that have a very, very robust social media presence with a lot of interaction from their users on social networks.
And what were some of the challenges looking at getting, you know, your days of starting up and getting this underway? What were some of the challenges you faced in the early days, and how did you and your business overcome those challenges?
Really trying to figure out exactly what the pain point for the customer was, really figuring out the best way to service that, because what we were doing was something that is very new. So we were trying to get feedback from our potential customers. We had to explain the whole concept, get them to on board and say, yes, this makes sense, and then from that position, really try to get their feedback as to what this would need to look like. Initially, we kind of thought that this is going to produce like a social published page where basically your website would be predominantly social media. But through a lot of the conversations that we had with potential customers in the early days, we discovered that from their perspective, that social media was really just a part of the conversation. It wasn't the entire conversation. So finding a way to really pare down our offering and have it sit in the website to where it doesn't detract from the main call to action on the site, but also is additive to the entire message of the brand. So kind of the same way that Amazon's reviews add to the, you know, the likelihood of purchasing a product on Amazon, we basically created a social media review or testimonial to be embedded onto a, you know, consumer products webpage, which then is additive to the overall conversation with potential customers. So really, really just, you know, kind of teasing out those little tidbits of information from our potential customers, all at the same time of educating them as a new opportunity in social media marketing.
Today we are joined by Wesley Belden, the founder of Waffle, that pulls all your social networks into one feed so you can always stay up to date with your social news and always be a part of the conversation here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Wesley, what's some of the best advice that someone has given you as you have started your new business?
In the whole startup world, everyone says, just go for it, just go after it, you know, move quickly. And you know, that's very great, very good advice. And, you know, you definitely need the guts to go try something new. And you want to try and you want to, you know, if you're going to fail, fail quickly. But kind of what was instilled in me is, you know, be terrified to fail, be afraid to fail, and use that to really make sure that you're making intelligent decisions today that have meaningful outcomes tomorrow. So really, you know, try to limit the number of missteps that you can make while at the same time, not suffering from analysis paralysis. But it's a lot easier to make good decisions tomorrow than bad decisions today and have to clean them up tomorrow.
And looking at the folks that you work with and who works for you, what's the training process like for your workers and the folks that you hire?
Well, because we are a startup, we have a few employees. And basically, they're employees that, you know, saw what we were doing. We're really excited about what we were doing and filled gaps in our management's, you know, structure. So kind of the main thing that we're looking for in employees are self-starters, people that are excited about the project and that, you know, have a specific set of talents that are not currently represented. So really, you know, we don't have a training manual or anything of that nature. It's really more like you find opportunities that we're not currently seizing, use your skill set, and, you know, basically attack those opportunities. So the training is really more of a cultural perspective, where you have to be a self-starter, you have to be, you know, highly intelligent, you have to have a specific set of skills, and that's kind of what we look for.
Looking at the technical side, what are some of the challenges that you did face in the tech and social media field on a daily basis? What are some of the challenges there?
Definitely some of the biggest challenges there are really anticipating what the market space and what the environment is going to look like in 6 months, because if you start building something today, it's probably not going to be ready for another 6 months. So if you build it to suit today's problems, when it comes out in 6 months, you're going to be, you know, behind the schedule. So really trying to get a feel for the direction that you know, the tech industry and social media is really going, and then servicing that, you know, that need in the future.
Where do you hope to take Waffle in the next few years? Where do you see the company growing into the future?
We would like to, you know, currently we're targeting kind of small to medium-sized brands. We would like to really get a position to where we have a full offering of products and services to really start working with some premier brands. And I think that'll really help us kind of push the envelope and allow us to really, you know, delve into a lot of different social media marketing opportunities and different products. In addition to that, because we've built this ability to really, you know, curate this social content, as a byproduct of that, we have a lot of really interesting and meaningful utilities to organize and curate social media. So even though we're not really targeting the consumer space, we've actually produced kind of a platform that is very, very useful for a consumer to get the most out of their social media. So I'd like to at least investigate or see how that works and see what sort of traction we get in that consumer space.
Well, I'm sure the listener is anxious to check out what Waffle offers firsthand. Tell our listeners where they can get more information and begin using Waffle.
You can check us out at wafflememe.com, or you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at GoWaffleMe. But yeah, definitely check us out at wafflememe.com, and we'd love to hear what you guys think.
Certainly will. I will do that as well. In conclusion, what advice do you have for the listeners who may be considering starting their own business like you did and become a future entrepreneur?
You know, definitely start with the problem. Think about it logically. You know, it definitely helps if it's something you're passionate about, because it's a lot easier to show up for work when you're doing something you really, really care about. But really take your time and really think about what it is you're trying to accomplish. You know, figure out what success looks like and then put a step-by-step plan to get to that success. But I can almost guarantee you that reality will not mirror that plan, but I think it's always important to have a plan and then kind of change it later.
Well said. We've been speaking with Wesley Belden, the founder of Waffle, that pulls all your social networks into one feed so you can always stay up to date with your social news and always be a part of the conversation with Waffle's social media management dashboard. You are able to monitor and select social media posts that enrich your brand and embed them into your website and mobile platform seamlessly. And the website of reference to begin using today is simply waffleme.com. Wesleyfrank.com. Wesley, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and best of success to you and the company.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.